Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello and welcome now to our pre-show for Thursday, March the 12th, 2020. We're going to go back to March 12th, 2018 at some point here before I before the world ends. Now I got to take a piss. So I have so much I have to do before I leave town Sunday morning, leaving LA, and I'm flying off to someplace. Now, I know to you, my BSPs, I tipped it off that I'm going to see a female. I believe I tipped it off. If I didn't, I didn't. But it's very significant. It's wild, man. It's like I never anticipated this at all. I did not expect it. I wasn't looking for it. It just came flying into my lap. Am I living right? I don't know. Am I doing things? I don't know. But I'm not just going off to see some woman that I don't know. I know her from many years ago. We were co-workers. We were, and we just started talking again. And I hadn't, I'd never dated her, nothing. But I will tell you, and I've been around, okay? I'm not saying that I'm not trying to represent myself as anything other than what I am. I've lived a life, and I've been a bachelor for a lot of years. So when you're a bachelor for a lot of years, I was married for close to 10 years, 9 years. I was married to Maria, as you guys know. But I was a bachelor all the other times of my life. And when you are single like that, you meet a lot of women, okay? And you date some of them. And some of them you even like, you know? But anyway, and some of them like you. So I've been around a little bit, you know? I'm not a complete chump. And I know what love is, you know? As the song says, I know a little about love, and baby, I can guess the rest. But anyway, I'm talking about love. I'm talking about real love, and that's what I'm really talking to you about. Real love. I mean, we have a thing happening, and so I said, or maybe she said, look at this. Look at how fucked up that screen is. Hold on, hold it. I can't stand looking at that shit. Okay, that white balance is all fucked up in that camera. Generally is too. Watch this. It'll get fucked up some more because of that shadow on that camera back there. I've got these NHL. Fights because they make for good background. So anyway, what do you want me to tell you? We were talking and we just realized this isn't just one-sided too. The way I'm talking right now, if she were here, she would agree with everything. Now having said that, I'm just kidding, but she would. It's pretty amazing for both of us. Let me put it to you that way. So that's where I'm going. And I'll let you know when I get there, where it is. Good. Okay, close that. Yeah, what are you going to do, man? Life is a wonderful thing. I said to her one night, I said, life's great. She goes, yeah, it is. How do you, I know that my whole life I've tried to live a good life. And what do I mean by that? Apart, above and beyond all the stuff I do here or whatever, I've never wanted to be a fucking asshole. I've always wanted to be a good member of society. You know, I've always wanted to be a good member of my community. I've always wanted to, whatever is the life-constructing, uplifting thing to do. I've always wanted to do that, and and I never really expected any reward for that. I was taught that's what a contributing member of society does. So in terms of being a good guy, that's the extent of my good guy stuff. And I don't believe that I've ever been gratuitously cruel to people or anything like that. I have had laughs at the expense of other people, and perhaps, that's like goes down in my negative karma chart someplace, but I've always, and I never ever bitched about, I don't know, man, anything that I needed to do for the country, like higher taxes, whatever. Maybe it's because I never had a family and I only recently owned a business. But even now I own a business and I don't really, and I've owned my own business now for the last 10, 12 years longer. And taxes are not, it's not something I bitch about. Anyway, I'm saying all this shit. And I'm looking at a really interesting fucking tape. And this is a tape. This is a film of baseball from the Pacific Coast League. And the guy's wearing a uniform that says Oakland. And it's like 1948. Okay, anyway, that's where I'm going. And here's the thing that I'm going to do. And I'm sharing this with my BSPs. And if Jeff Baker's watching, I know he'll probably say to me, watch it, Chief. But I think it'll be interesting. I'm going to go to the airport Sunday. And I believe, unless I miss my guess, and I could, I believe air travel and the overall, the overall crowds will be down. So when I get to the airport on Sunday morning, LAX, I don't think there's going to be a lot of crowds. So what I want to do is I want to chronicle my journey on either Periscope, which is live, maybe, or just doing tapes that I will post immediately on the Facebook fan page and over on the BSP page. Where I am, how many people are there? And here, I'm getting on the plane now, and here's the plane. Here's how many people are on the plane. I wonder how many people will be on the plane. How many people have canceled? Will my flight even, you know, take off? I can check in on Saturday. I'll find out for sure on Saturday, but I haven't heard anything about, you know, being canceled. And I will chronicle the journey with video showing you what's up. And then I'll get to where I'm going, and then I will, ta-da! I'll let you all know the as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. This tape that you're looking at behind me, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, and if you're not, you know, you're missing half the show, is a tape of National Hockey League, National Hockey League fights. Oh, man, that thing just, National Hockey League fights. This one looks old, although they are wearing helmets, so it would be post-1980. When they started mandating helmets, I think it was 1980 or 79, in the National Hockey League. But this is a full-on brawl on the ice. There's another one that I love that they show where the players literally go up in the... Here's Patrick Waugh and what's his name? Smith. Is this Smith? I don't think so. The goaltender for the... it is not Smith. It's somebody else. Maybe this is the cat... Is this the Stanley Cup or the playoffs? Something like that. Patrick Waugh of Colorado and the dude Smith from the... from Detroit Red Wings. Colorado Avalanche and Detroit Red Wings... All right, I'll move it. Hate each other's living guts as the result of some altercations in the late 1990s. It carried it over into the playoffs, and then they carried it over into the succeeding season. And it's serious, and you can see here again is another Colorado Avalanche guy going at the goalie. This is not Patrick Waugh, is it? These are the two goaltenders going at it. It was pretty interesting. Here is it. Okay, these are the Red Wings and the Rangers. So, I have to say, looking at the history of the fights and looking at the history of the people involved, the Avalanche and the Red Wings had a legitimate grievance against Colorado. Colorado's Claude Lemieux really fucked up one of their players, but they got revenge. Okay, so enough of that bullshit. Let's take a look now at today's show. Now, I got to ask, man, did we have... I'll just go ahead and do a promo. What we'll do is I'm going to cue this motherfucker up. Oh, far... Wait a minute, bitch. Is this the show? What is this? Wait a minute, bitch. This is a Monday show. Okay, cool. Groovy. All right, good. What am I showing the goddamn movie? Why am I showing the movie? What the hell is this? Oh, thank God. I thought I completely butchered this, man. Fuck off. So,
this is doing bongos. He's doing bong hits.
South Pacific, like, cool. I thought I queued,
you know,
up the movie.
Nature Boy movies and shit, you know, where he was swimming, you know, right, diving off of waterfalls and stuff.
Uh-huh. That's nice. Look, I'm wearing a Milwaukee Lions shirt. Look at how fat I am there.
I don't know, whatever they this thought is was from, a good movie in the 30s, you know. They had a lot of...
March 12th, 2018. So this is two years ago. March of 2018. God, I was fat, man.
And they're on two different television sets.
March 2018. I got all my weight off by January of 2019. Yeah. So I was fat then. Okay.
Studsa.
So I was fat then.
Bitchin'.
And you can see my TriCaster is beginning to fuck up. I will get rid of the, shut up. All right. So this is, as I mentioned, the 12th of March, 2018. And what we're going to try to do is cue this up to the beginning of the show. And when we do that, then we are a groovy thing.
You're bullshit. Yeah, it sounds like Don's in the, where are you, Don?
I'm just...
You're Don bullshit?
Mitchell. Okay. I don't think we've started the show yet. 29 palms. Whatever.
What?
What's your problem, Phil? Let's find out what his problem is here. I'm trying to cue stuff up.
It's hard to go against Jameis Winston and Florida State. I think they have a...
They lost.
Oh, that's that Feinbaum bitch.
All right. That's the Feinbaum show.
Yeah. He made a really stupid prediction.
Oregon is a...
Whatever, man. So let's cue it up, bitch, and get this show on the road.
More likely to kill the children of the owner?
That's nice.
Kind of posture in this society is social good citizen. Speak.
Hey, Phil,
I'm gonna
shut up, Phil.
Country, you know, and they as lowest as real as a client.
When are you fucking doing the
okay.
show?
Cool.
When are you doing the show, bitch? Like half this.
Boom! A boom! 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 Boom!
That's it. This better fucking be it.
Wait a minute, man. Hold the fucking phone. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Looks like I was having a bad day, man. I was having a bad day.
Love it.
And that would be, good Lord, Henry. Get
what to do. Show today will be performed by me, I think. No, I'm sure.
Wait.
Here
wait,
we go. Wait.
Ready to cue this bitch up, man.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast. You're
Chael
welcome
Sonnen.
With Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and
let's
everything
go, bitch.
Else going on in the world of sport.
Good,
listen
bitch.
Free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen exclusively
fine,
available
bitch.
On Apple Podcasts, at PodcastOne.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and all the voices you're about to hear on the show today will be performed by me.
Boom. Okay, there. Well, I said I think, but that's cool. All right, we're done. We're good. We're groovy. Okay, now, let me just see, make sure that I don't have a promo. You know what? I don't think I do. I think I did them all. All right.